Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the culture, history, and lore of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Many consider Lester Young to be the greatest tenor sax player of all time, a masterful innovator from the mid-30s to the mid-1940s, changing the way saxophone and jazz itself was played. As a saxist and as a major contributor to the Count Basie Band, Lester Young brought a strong personal voice, a cool modernism, and a new rhythmic flexibility to jazz in the freely dancing rhythms of four-beat swing. His very first recordings, Shoeshine Boy and Lady Be Good, announced to the world in 1936 that a revolutionary musical force had arrived, a giant of jazz and of the tenor sax, Lester Young. The first records of Lester Young contained all the important traits of his style. His unique saxophone sound is a very light tone, very unsaxophone-like. In fact, at times his tenor sax sounds more like a brass horn than a reed instrument. And I describe this tone as hollowed out. It was very much in contrast to the predominant saxophone style of his day. Lester was playing largely without the pronounced vibrato or rich resonant overtones heard in other saxophonists of his day, like Johnny Hodges, Coleman Hawkins, or Ben Webster. Lester Young's phrasing is smooth, singing very economical. He uses a minimum of notes, and often the notes that he chooses not to play are as important as the ones he does. Lester and the Basie Band brought the freedom and smoothness of four-beat rhythm to jazz. And his conception of melody improvisation was totally fresh. Rejecting the orthodoxy of his day, Lester focused his energy on the melody line, again, turning away from Coleman Hawkins' prevalent approach to sax based on explorations of harmony and technical bravura. By contrast, Prez placed his emphasis on an intricate but very spare treatment of melody, abbreviating the melody, editing, smoothing out, and streamlining melodic lines with cool modernism way ahead of his time, such as heard in Lady Be Good. Thank you. Begun this hour of Lester Young with Lady Be Good and Shoeshine Boy from 1936. Those records released under the name of Jones Smith Incorporated. Making a long story short, it boils down to they were preparatory sessions for the first recording of the Basie Band by John Hammond. But they are also significant as the first discs that announced to the world the coming of a jazz giant, Lester Young. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new, and this is a survey of Lester Young and his huge impact on jazz. In this hour, you're going to be hearing Lester in small band recordings of the Kansas City 5, 6, and Kansas City 7, playing clarinet, and of course, Lester with Billie Holiday. Lester Young made his greatest impact on jazz and swing as a crucial component of the Count Basie Orchestra between about 1936 and 1941. The smooth and modern rhythm of the Basie Band pointed the way for swing music, introducing a radical four beats to the bar rhythm that made for a looser sound and a much greater freedom in soloing. Like Lester, the Basie rhythm section simplified what had gone before. Basie himself played a very minimal, abstract piano line of very few notes. Drummer Joe Jones pedaled his bass drum lightly and shifted from snare drum to cymbals to carry the beat. With the Basie Band, as with Prez, less was often more.
Thank you.
Wow, the Count Basie Orchestra from 1939, that's as good as it gets in swing. Clap hands, here comes Charlie and Hammond Eggs. I'm Dave Radlauer, this is Jazz Rhythm and the music of Lester Young. The Kansas City Six was somewhat akin to the Ellington Small Bands. The best qualities and finest players of the band put in an intimate and purely jazz setting. And it was the genius of Commodore Records founder Milt Gabler to realize that forming small band sessions around Lester and the Basie Band rhythm section would distill the essence of their sound into an even more potent blend. These small band recordings bring us up close and personal with some of Lester's tricks, the unusual rhythm patterns, his unexpected harmonic leaps, and his abbreviation of melodic lines. One of his most daring tricks was his discovery of so-called false fingerings. See, he found out that some notes could be produced on the saxophone using more than one set of finger positions, each resulting in a different quality or density of sound. So he could repeat a single pitch several times, making it sound like several different notes, even though it was really the same one, giving him an unusual palette to work with. Now, of course, I've singled out Lester to focus on in these 1944 Kansas City Six recordings, but we also have great performances here by trumpeter Bill Coleman, trombonist Dickie Wells, and drummer Joe Jones. I Got Rhythm, especially, is a perfect demonstration of Lester using this bag of tricks, like the false fingerings, to make great music from very simple materials, pulling brilliant sounds out of the air with ease. Thank you. the wonderful swing of the Kansas City Six from 1944, I Got Rhythm and Three Little Words. You know, those three little words. Dave Radlauer with you for jazz, rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Thanks for being with me. I hope you're enjoying this music of Lester Young as much as I'm enjoying sharing it with you. Lester Willis Young, the man Billie Holiday named Prez, to suggest his presidential supremacy, as she saw it, among tenor saxists. And of course, the legendary musical love affair between Lester Young and Billie Holiday was only musical, but the extraordinary rapport between these two very special talents has been much written about and commented on. Their music making together has been described as, quote, thinking each other's thoughts, or a single voice split in two.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when it comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday. Maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home that's meant for two, from which I'll never roam. What would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love.
Gone, dear, without you. the part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, Lester playing both tenor and a bit of clarinet, which he played from time to time, reminds us that Lester was born and raised very near New Orleans, though by his early teens, he was touring the Midwest and the Southwest with various groups, including a family band led by his father. Here's the Kansas City Six again, and again, these hot little bands were basically the Count Basie rhythm section, with or without Basie himself. Lester, and other key soloists like Eddie Durham playing electric guitar, trumpeter Buck Clayton, or Dickie Wells on trombone. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the culture, lore, and history of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music of Lester Young. Thank you.